This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Even though more people are getting vaccinated, public health experts expect the guidance to wear masks to remain for months ahead. Colorado is one of 35 states to require face coverings in public to curb COVID-19. A few governors, however, have ditched statewide mandates. Colorado's Jared Polis is urging people to keep wearing them to end the pandemic. University of Colorado aerosol scientist Shelley Miller says she thinks that advice will continue for a while.
I think we should continue to wear masks until we are certain that 3/4 of our population has been vaccinated or has antibodies.
Newly published research from Colorado State compares and rates masks on which ones provide the best protection. The number one was the N95 mask, which efficiently filters airborne particles and fits snugly to the face. Sawatch County in the San Luis Valley is facing a federal lawsuit over the death of a man who died by suicide while in sheriff's custody. The suit says deputies ignored multiple suicidal comments by 27-year-old Jackson Mayes, who was being held for missing a court appearance over a traffic ticket. It took deputies more than 8 hours to discover his body after Mayes died. The lawsuit says the deputies were negligent for not removing items that could be used for self-harm. It also alleged the county failed to properly fund the sheriff's office, leading to poor training. And you're still tuned in to All Things Considered. Thank you for starting off your week with us. It is 4:34. Extreme weather can cause widespread power outages, but some communities are able to keep vital services running by using giant batteries connected to solar panels.
In the event of a storm, we're prepared during those outages, or there's, let's say, that prolonged outage. Sun comes out, solar generates energy.
More on that story next. And if you keep hanging out with us this hour, you'll hear health experts say that there's one thing beyond vaccines that will be critical to containing the pandemic.
Are they wearing a mask? Do they have a mask, but it's not fitted correctly? Or do they just have no mask on at all?
But there is one key area in which Coloradans have room for improvement.
We could be doing a lot better.
Coming up on All Things Considered, a look at just how Colorado is doing on mask wearing and how those protections might be made even more effective. Stay tuned. This is CPR News.